My name is Ibrahim Sani, and selamat Hari Raya to everyone who is watching us. This is, of course, a very interesting moment and very interesting year for us to celebrate. We are celebrating Hari Raya across the country and indeed across the world. I have a good friend of mine joining us on the line, Dr. Firdausi Sofian, the Senior Lecturer of Political Economy at UiTM Sabah. Selamat Hari Raya, Doc. Apa khabar?
Khabar baik, selamat Hari Raya to you too, Ibrahim Sani. Looking great with the songkok.
It's called a prop, Doc. It's called a prop. Kita pakai kejap untuk buat interview and then off we go. How have you been celebrating your Raya this year?
Yeah, it'll be very interesting this year because, you know, just to flashback, just to remember, yeah, you know, 1 year ago this month, you know, we declare endemic. So basically, if you just to recap, right, so this is the actual month, you know, the actual Ramadan and also actual Raya that we celebrate normally, like pre-pandemic. Yeah, so it's very interesting. So Hari Raya in Sabah is always been very diverse and very lively. I think similarly in Peninsula as well, right? But of course, with the diversity of, you know, different ethnic group actually celebrating Raya, because Raya is also quite close with Kaamatan as well. So Kaamatan is one of the big event in Sabah, also in Gawai in Sarawak. So kind of happened in the same, not really same, but really close between Aidil Fitri and also Kaamatan. So things will be very interesting. A lot of things happening, a lot of events, of course, a lot of traveling as well from one place to another place. As you know, Sabah is quite big, right? And then, you know, complain already starting, you know, can hear already people complaining about the flight is so expensive, you know. And then university also take a proactive approach, allow them to have an online session a week before Raya so that they can go back just to bid, you know, just so that they don't pay so much for the airfares, right? So,
That is very interesting, right? Well, much of what you're saying is currently being felt around the country as well, if not the world. Cost of living rising, the endemic status, we're still seeing some cases of COVID spiking of recent weeks. But of course, because of the pandemic, most of us vaccinated, it's pretty much managed. But, you know, when we talk about these seasonal price hike of airfares, when we talk about infrastructure of roads, when we talk about the mobility of Malaysians around the country, not just intra Borneo or intra Semenanjung, but between inter and intra Semenanjung and Sabah Sarawak residents as well, it does highlight a few things that this country has a lot of room to grow. What would be some of the conversations that is currently happening in the households in Sabah right now during Raya and in fact Kaamatan and Gawai in Sarawak? Do you feel that it is more of you know, Malaysians talking about hope, aspirations, dreams, or are they, you know, I guess losing hope and try to see what's next for them and their families? Where do you feel the direction is when it comes to the mood for this country during Hari Raya?
Well, I think it goes back to the feeling of Raya, number one. But for you to have the feel of Raya, of course, obviously, you have to feel the economy is growing, right? So as you know, before this, there's so many good stories, right? So Malaysia GDP is 8.7, and then we secure investment for the past 2 years, close to approved project, 500 billion. And then what more in Sabah, they talk about 11 billion. Well, this is something really good, but again, economy is always about, it's not just about the dollar and cent, right? But it's also the questions of whether or not you and I feel it. I think that one is very important, right? So I guess the issue is still the same in Sabah, because when you talk about, across the country anyway, when we start to talk about Raya, it's always about the food price, right? So I guess this one, we have that menu Rahma, you know, Bazaar, Ramadan Rahma, Well, we hear a lot of Rahma, but you know, if you go back a little bit, like couple of months before, even before the announcement of our budget, there's a lot of food security issue, food security program, food security policy they want to introduce. So I think we have yet to hear, you know, the progress of it. Maybe it's still, you know, at the planning stage, or might probably still doing their part. But I guess we cannot forget that. That's so important, you know, especially during this Ramadan, especially during this upcoming festive season. You know, people will always, you know, food is always an issue, right? Well, of course, we also know that, you know, inflation is going a bit down. But if you zoom in, particularly on food, is still high. Right, and of course, other things. When we talk about when we talk about salary, you know, unemployment. Even though it has, unemployment according to the recent report, yes, it has somehow went down. But again, when we look at underemployment, it's another issue, right? So these are the things that might probably will give a bit of a hardship, especially those who are celebrating Raya. I think we cannot forget what we have announced in the government should not forget whatever they have announced in the previous budget. It's just a couple of months, February, they have announced, right? So there's a lot of things that actually have to look at it. Again, in any budget, we have looked at, I mean, we've been looking at it for a while already. Now it's always the issue of implementation. So I guess this is what we really have to focus on, right? But so far, I guess if you think of last year, if you still remember, right? So we have this white flag thing, people don't have enough food, you know. Well, eventually those have tapered off, but this does not mean that our economy have, you know, getting better, because food is still expensive. So what more in KL, you know, it is expensive, yeah. So so I think these are the things that we have to, we really have to look at. Now, in the state of Sabah, what more, if you look at it, I think apart from food, yeah, we have to look at the infrastructure as well, just like what you say about the intra-traveling. So it's not just Sabah, it's not just Sabah, but also Sarawak. So, you know, we have been decentralized this 50 million project, which you can decide by state. So I guess that one, we have to we have to look at that. I mean, so far, how whether or not they have yet seen that progress, you know. So yeah. I hope just give them a few months, all right? But probably, you know, they can't patch the hole, because otherwise the issue of Jalan Kebulan is always there, you know.
Of course. We'll go for one short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a bit more with Dr. Firdausi in Kota Kinabalu. Thanks for joining us again. We are celebrating Hari Raya here in Esrawani and beyond. Joining us is our good friend, Dr. Firdausi Sufian. He is a senior lecturer of political economy at UiTM Sabah, joining us via video over at KK or Kota Kinabalu. Dr. Firdausi, before we went into the break, we were talking about, you know, the kind of prospects or the opportunistic moments that the country can see, particularly when it comes to investment. In fact, last week we saw the rebranding or the upgrading of MITI from the Ministry of Trade and International Industry to Ministry of Investment, Trade and Industry. And I'm wondering whether this is cosmetic changes. Are we really looking into investment as a serious element into MITI? And if it's not just MITI, it's just the government machinery at large. Do you feel that there can be better way for us to look at how we can be more attractive, not just for international investors, but DDI as well, domestic direct investment? Where do you feel the mood is when it comes to investment? Particularly when we talk about festive season, there's a lot of notion on how we can see this optimism rising. Can we ride on this optimism even further, Dr. Firdausi?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, if you look at it, well, it is something good. You know, you come up with a new name, now Miti, which is another I there, which is investment, right? But just to recap, the idea of Miti, if you remember, it was back during, you know, Tun Dr. Mahathir time, try to emulate Japan and Korea Miti in heavy industrial development. So partly the idea, the fundamental of idea of this Miti is always about investment, spur up industrial development, because that is the key to modernize the economy. I guess that one is pretty much very clear. Now, putting another investment, well, you can say it as cosmetic, but I guess but it's at the same time, of course, the name has to represent itself. You know, it has to. Well, again, because, you know, we hear this a lot, especially in Sabah, with Wilayah Borneo. You know, we have Wilayah Sabah, very autonomous name, but not really according to the constitution. But only recently, you know, only recently we feel, you know, after the formations of unity government, well, there are some aspect of decentralization. Now, going back to the name, Miti, well, if you look at it for the past 2 years, yeah, if you look at the approved investment, is around 500, close to 500 billion, according to Miti, right? So this is approved, not yet been carrying out, all right? But if you look at most of these, the data from our minister, Tengku Zafrul, so it's very, I mean, there's a lot of positive indicator that export is good, and then and trade is getting better right now. Well, I guess all this have to reflect in our economy. I guess this one, we have discussed this before. When we talk about investment, it's always we want to look at value-added investment. Now, the previous data, you know, previous test, if you look at the previous data that we have, so value in added investment in Malaysia is still relatively very low. It's not even achieved 40%. If I'm not mistaken, it's close. It's just 16-18%. So when you have, you know, mid-range or below, again, you don't need a lot of salary to pay people, to pay the employees. So therefore, you always fall into this middle income trap again. All right. So I guess so because we have a dream, we want to improve, you know, our salary. All right. So salary is pretty much linked to KWSP, which is very sensitive right now, you know, so it's part of a very sensational issue. Right. And also tax as well. So how much, I mean, how many people actually pay tax with, you know, a very low salary, but you cannot pay high salary. But if the nature of job is mid value added skill. So I guess, again, if you look at the budget, yeah, previously, I mean, a couple of months ago, the Prime Minister said that he will introduce the new industrial master plan. I guess this is by default is under MITI's purview usually. But of course, it's announced by the Prime Minister. So we have yet to see. We have yet to see this. What are the what are the plan under the new industrial master plan? Right, because usually this one would add to the new economy in the new sector in the economy. So this is very important. Just look back, you know, in 1980s when when we introduced industrial master plan. So that's partly introducing new sector in the economy. So it helped to push the GDP, right, and it reduces the debts as well. Now. So this is what we are expecting, all right? So much expectation to see. But what we see now, you know, China is investing. You can see from all the visit from our Prime Minister, right? Korea is investing. Now, in Sabah, we have this one big investor from Korea called SK Nisilis, all right? It helps to create a lot of job, more than 3,000 jobs. Right. So, well, it's a positive sign so far. But again, the unemployment rate in Sabah is still high. Well, in Peninsula, it's 3.+%. Ours is 8.1%. So it still remain high. Yeah. So, yeah. Again, we just have to refresh our mind. This is can be considered our first anniversary after endemic. So things pick up, you know, we have to give some time. We have to give time, that momentum for businesses and economy to grow again. Because again, I try not to look at most of this data. You know, if you look at global economy, you know, it's going to slow down 0.7%, but this number changes over time, you know. So I guess, so that's why sometimes it makes me think that over the past 2 years, close to three now. So I guess in the end of the day, when you talk about all this investment, when government announced all this investment, new initiative, especially menoktakan kemiskinan, all this, in the end of the day, I guess people got to feel it. The wind of change in the economy or the economy structure, it has to be felt by people, right? So yeah. I guess that is so important, especially this this upcoming Raya. Yeah, so people got to feel it. But of course, they can feel. The civil servant will have, you know, they have their salary earlier, lah. You know.
But that's you touched on a very, very important point. The people must feel economic prosperity, and we used to feel it. I remember growing up in the 90s and even in the early 2000s, there was a lot of feeling of prosperity, economic enjoyment across the people. But of course, you know, economic cycles go up and down, and that's why we need to have you on this show, because not only are you, you know, enjoying the Raya in Sabah, you get the landscape of what's happening in Sabah and therefore, you know, in Sarawak as well, and therefore give a better color on the environment of Malaysia. But you don't just you know, look into the areas of economy, but of course on the politics side as well, which is quite interesting, because early on you made a remark saying that this is the first time that Sabah and Sarawak is feeling that kind of political inclusion, if I may use the word, following the unity government formation. Some of us in Semenanjung is using this particular word, I guess, rather positively, i.e. Concessions that are being made towards the political economy of Sabah and Sarawak. I, however, would like to add a more positive spin to this. This is an inclusion that was long overdue, rather than now being seen. Do you feel that this economic inclusion, long overdue, of the environment on the political scene in Sabah and Sarawak is a positive sign for better prosperity for the rest of Malaysia moving forward?
Yeah, sure. Again, when we talk about inclusion, of course, we have to give credit to the current government. Yeah. So first of all, you have a deputy prime minister from Sarawak. That was the first time ever, you know, in the history, even though there's a lot of debate about whether or not the deputy prime minister have the extent of the power of that position. But of course, he's given another position too, right? And then another one is the decentralization, right? So when you talk about decentralization, I guess this is the first time that I hear, you know, you have a 50 million project, including the technique, the Jabatan technique as well, because that is the key, actually. If you talk to most of the civil servant here and also the people in the work department, it's always the technical part where it has to get approval from the federal government, but this time you don't have to anymore, so which is very good, yeah? So another one is the distribution rights for gas as well, right? And of course, a bit of autonomy in a way, might probably, this one did not really reported in Peninsula, where the state government right now gradually, you know, signing an agreement with Petronas to get a better stake in most of the platform, the petroleum platform. So this is another good progress. Yeah, this happened like early January, right? So of course the decentralization happened, of course, late last year, early this year. So again, this is the inclusion. I can say one of the, you know, I mean, for the past 20 years, if you look at it, all right, the more fluid the politic is, the better chances for the Borneo bloc again to demand for decentralization, right? Mm. So I guess that's how it is. So, but in the end of the day, again, when we talk about inclusion, it has to be felt by the ordinary Sabahan. Can we see it is happening? Well, so far, I guess things are quite slow, but when it comes to, again, in infrastructure, I guess because there are things that have to be covered as well, because there's so many things being decentralized. So it's like first time. So they have a gestation period, you know. Oh, they need more human resource. They need more people to handle a lot more projects. So I guess this is part of the, you know, a teething process, a learning curve for the government in Sabah and also Sarawak. But so far, if you look at it, in terms of progress, like the Pan Borneo, you know, our king actually wanted to enjoy the road to Pan Lubuk Bonio, he expressed that. I mean, the Yang Petua Anggung actually expressed that he wanted to menyelusuri the Pan Bonio. So hopefully it can happen this year, you know. So again, but price discrepancy is still there.
This is
fundamental issue, a fundamental economic structure issue that need to be addressed. We can do it, right? If you can decentralize, if you can make changes in policy, so we can do that as well, right? So it might probably take some time, but we can do it.
All right. We'll go for one more short break before we conclude our conversation with Dr. Firdausi Sufyan of UiTM Sabah. Thanks for staying on with us. We have Dr. Firdausi in Kota Kinabalu enjoying Raya as much as we are here around Malaysia. Dr. Firdausi, what would be some of your wishes, particularly, the kind of aspirations that you want to have for this year? Maybe you can share it with the rest of Malaysia who's watching us right now.
First of all, let's have a stable politics.
Itu tak dapat lah, itu.
The state of instability in Malaysia is the stable element of Malaysia. It's something that we should be proud of, Doctor. But no, I mean, joke aside, yeah, I think all of us want stable politics. And I think one area of observation would be the PRN that is coming up soon after Raya in 6 states. Do you feel that it's going to be bringing more political stability or more instability, in your opinion?
Well, there's so many variables to that, you know, because every PRN, it can spur a bit of, it can cause a bit of, can rock the boat, you know.
Yeah. I think that's a good word, rock the boat. Yeah.
Rock the boat. So I'm scared of, I mean, in Sabah, you know, things are quite stable so far, right? So far, hopefully no changes, because recently, Bong make a U-turn. He said that, you know, he's going to give support to the unity government. I mean, Hajiji's administration, GRS. All right. But whatever it is, that's why I say, my hope is that we have to make sure there's political stability, like, you know.
Yeah.
But PRN, you know, usually can, there's a lot of variables in PRN that can rock the boat in federal politics. So, we don't know, but because I don't have, I mean, it's difficult. We don't have the crystal ball right now to look at it, how things are going to be. But of course, my hope is always political stability and all the reform, the institutional reform have to carry out. And I really, really, really hope that, you know, every Malaysian, you know, every Malaysian can feel the economic prosperity. So I guess that is my aspiration to all Malaysians.
I think that is an aspiration that many of us would share and would like to champion. There would be a lot of work that lies ahead for everyone. But of course, this Raya is indeed the most important Raya that we've had in years, particularly because we are now in full swing of the economic recovery. In fact, we're recovering a bit too fast, some would argue, resulting in the interest rate hikes. But of course, the unemployment rate that you mentioned in Sabah is actually quite high. And then of course, in Malaysia, unemployment rate, yeah, we are 3%+. But when you talk about youth unemployment rate, that's also very high. Underemployment is very high. I've seen how in KL, at least, the Grab taxi drivers are dropping during Ramadan because they actually switch. Not only are they in the gig economy, but they switch from driving Grab into starting Bazaar Ramadan. There are reports of people taking no paid leave, for instance, to set up Bazaar Ramadan and so on. So people are trying their best to make ends meet. So my heart goes out to all of them, each and every one. Continue to send in your Raya wishes on Astro. I want to use all our social sites, including one of Dr. Firdausi as well, because he's pretty much the pop star in UiTM Sabah, if I may say so myself. Dr. Firdausi, thank you very much for joining us. Selamat Hari Raya.
All right. Thank you so much, Ibrahim.
OK, Okay, Selamat Hari Raya, Maaf Zahir Batin from everyone here at Astro Awani. My name is Ibrahim Sani. Catch you in the next one.